And you're welcome back to the programme. 24 minutes to the hour is the time, and I'm joined on the line now by Sabina Trench from Sliinte Careers. Good evening to you, Sabina.
Good evening, Aidan.
And welcome. This evening, Sabina, we have an email from LL. Hello, Sabina and Aidan. Everyone keeps telling me that there are loads of jobs out there. Where are they so that I can find one?
Well, they did not mention their words.
Okay. No, they're not, that's for sure.
No, and do you know what? They're right, because I think a lot of people are hearing that, you know, oh, there's an awful lot of jobs out there. There's, you know, great pickup and that kind of thing. But I suppose it there isn't if you're still unemployed. So that's, you know, in fairness to your listener, you know, it's easy when you know where to look sometimes,
sure.
You know. So I would definitely start, I'd start very local. You know, I'd always start with the local papers. Here in the West, you know, we have three papers in County Mayo, and you're also looking at the, you know, the main papers, and then you've got the Mayo Advertiser. And that will be similar across the country in terms of local papers in a part of networks. And sometimes employers find that that's maybe one of, might be the only place they might advertise a job. So don't overlook them, but because I do think people have kind of almost forgotten about the local press in that regard to some extent. And I've definitely noticed those pages getting a little bit longer and more of them in recent months, for sure. You know, for some people, the national press will also be worth looking at, but they do tend to be, I suppose, more higher level managerial positions. That said, you never know, you might find something in the smaller ads, but that is generally the difference there. You know, local papers, local jobs, national press, you know, the more national high profile positions. So those are the kind of the touch feel. I also as well, you know, there's businesses, especially in the summer months, if somebody was looking for some part-time work, you know, do literally pop up those notices, you know, vacancies, available, apply within, you know, so there are some opportunities like that, literally walking down the streets of your own local town or village. After that, I suppose, the internet, it's, you know, it's where the vast majority of the jobs that are published or advertised are available. And those are all those typical sites like indeed.ie. And that wouldn't necessarily jump up as a jobs website, but
sure.
It is. Irishjobs.ie, jobs.ie, monster.ie. What I would also say to people, and particularly, you know, I would say this side of the country and kind of anything sort of north of Athlone, don't forget about the north of Ireland. You know, we're not that far from, you know, the various, well, we're not even that far from Derry, to be honest with you, over this part of the world. So, you know, don't close yourself off from that. For some people, that's not going to be an option if they have family connections, maybe children going to school and that kind of thing. But for maybe people with fewer ties to where they're located, it could be just the place for an opportunity. And there's various websites there as well, like NI for Northern Ireland, jobfinder.co.uk, and nijobs.com. So I would still, you know, cast the net out if that option is available to you. It isn't available to everybody, and I do appreciate that. Another place then are, I suppose, the more specialist kind of jobs, and those would be things like the publicjobs.ie, but also your own county council. So those could be available on localgovernmentjobs.ie or else the your own county council or city council page. So have a look at those as well, because some of those jobs won't necessarily appear on publicjobs.ie for a variety of reasons. And that's, you know, you do need to be hooked into all of them. The other thing as well is for some people, they may be involved in education. I don't know for this person, but there's dedicated websites like educationpost.ie or universityvacancies.com as well, you know, for somebody who might be involved in lecturing. I just had a quick little look on educationpost.ie earlier today for other reasons, and there was over 1,000 primary school positions posted on that at the moment.
That's extraordinary. 1,000?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was over 1,000, yeah. Yeah. Less so for the secondary school, but not far under the 1,000. So that was primary school only.
That's very interesting, to say the very least of it, at a time when we're hearing that it's so difficult for teachers to get employment.
Yeah, and you see, now is the hot time for teachers, there's no doubt about it. There'll be movement, there'll be coming up to retirements, all of that kind of thing. So for people in that sector, they really need to be switched on for those opportunities now, because it really is over the coming months that a lot of that recruitment will happen.
And just in relation to those jobs in the primary school sector, Sabina, I mean, were they jobs full-time, part-time?
They're a mix of all
maternity leave jobs.
Yeah, so there's maternity leave, full-time. Now, a lot of them will be full-time. And in an awful lot of the cases, they will be for, we'll say, your mainstream teaching jobs. But some of them will also be for classroom assistants and, you know, special resource teachers.
So there are opportunities out there, clearly.
Oh, yeah, it really is. You know, there, when you check on all of our, many of those websites, for different people, of course, these will mean different things.
Of course.
But there are definitely positions out there. And I know that we've talked about it in the past. In the public sector, you know, the embargoes have lifted, and they have lifted in a big way, because no more than, you know, any organisation that may have been stopped from recruiting for a 6, 8, 10 year period, they have a lot of people now that are moving towards retirement age, and therefore will be creating a lot of opportunities behind them. And also where people left and weren't replaced.
It's interesting that you mentioned earlier the local provincial newspapers. I would have thought at this stage that most people would have been going online to source jobs. But just out of curiosity, when our contributors, our listeners' email came in, I should say, just looking at the local newspapers, the Connacht, the Western People and the Mayo News, it was interesting to see the selection of job opportunities available within County Mayo.
Yeah, you know, like, we're gone so, you know, just focused online all the time. You know, we just think everything has to be on the internet. Mm. But honestly, picking up your local paper is, you know, you just might uncover that gem or just get into that opportunity quicker than most. Because the other thing about it as well, for a person or a business, you know, they're looking at recruitment. Recruitment can be expensive in that it's taking their time. It's a time resource. If they're putting an ad in the paper, there's also a financial resource for sure. But by advertising in the local press, they are specifically targeting, and, you know, there's, I suppose there's a bit of a discrimination to it, people who are local to the area, who are settled and maybe embedded in the local community, so that they aren't, you know, so while you can go on indeed.ie or jobs.ie, and they can post those jobs up there too, for sure, but that's a costly thing too, that they might attract somebody, we'll say, down from Athlone for 6 months who thought living in Castlebar would be great, or living in Westport might be fantastic, or that they maybe were going out with somebody in Belmullet and they thought they'd relocate.
Indeed.
And it all goes a little bit pear-shaped and they're gone again in 6 months' time. Well, for a smaller business or, you know, self-employed people, that investment, you know, they have to make it wisely, and they need people that will stay, and they need people, you know, keepers, I suppose.
Very briefly, it seems to be the case, Sabina, that LL, our emailer, needs to actually put himself or herself inside the mind of the potential employer.
Yes, yeah, for sure. And, you know, be that person saying, you know, I've been living and working in County Mayo for the last 5 years. I have a family and, you know, the kids are in the school. And,
yes,
you know, that straight away does tell you, you know, how committed a person is to the place, because recruitment is expensive and they do, you know, they need to recruit people, as I say, that will stay.
Very good. We must leave it there. Sabina Trench from Schlienoa Careers, as always, many thanks indeed. And we shall talk to you again next Wednesday evening in or about 5:30 or thereabouts.